Hello, everyone. My name is Belinda Freeman, and I am a pastor in the North Alabama Conference. Thanks, Lynn, for inviting me to participate in this podcast of Reading Together. Today, I will be reading from Psalm 71, the Common English Bible. Hurry, God, to deliver me. Hurry, Lord, to help me. Let those who seek my life be ashamed and humiliated. Let them fall back and be disgraced, those people who delight in my downfall. Let those who say, aha, aha, stop, because of their shameful behavior. But let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your saving help say again and again, God is great. But me, I am poor and needy. Hurry to me, God. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, don't delay. This is the reading of God's word. May God bless you. Life sometimes swings full circle. I reflect back over my years of ministry, and I began my ministry in the North Alabama Conference at Trinity United Methodist Church in Huntsville, Alabama. Today, towards the end of my ministry, as an ordained elder, I am hopefully will finish it up at Aldersgate United Methodist Church. Each church is on the opposite sides of Bailey Cove and Airport Road in Huntsville. I am so thankful and privileged to be able to serve with these two congregations and all the churches in between. But as life has taken us full circle, I reflect back on the beginnings. My mind drifts back to the year of 1994. I was pregnant with my first child, and I was on one of my first mission trips with Trinity United Methodist Church. We were headed to Redbird Missionary Conference, which is nestled in the heart of the Appalachian Mountains in the middle of Cole County in southeastern Kentucky. From my vantage point, I'd never been so far into Kentucky, nor had I ever felt so distant and isolated from the life that I was familiar with. But onward we journeyed. Once our team arrived into the Henderson settlement area, I was assigned to go out with the team who would have to travel the most miles back and forth from the mission site every day. We would travel on these very narrow, twisting, hairpin kinds of curvy roads. The roads were mountainous, up and down, and we were being slapped by the brambles and branches of trees and bushes along the way just to get to our site. And then it would become pitch black in the eve of the day, and we had to make our way back. On the first day, our team piled into the back of two pickup trucks and crisscrossed and swerved on the way to the mission site. Our job was to remove the old roof of a small little shanty and replace it with a new roof. The task didn't sound too daunting until we got there and we climbed up on the roof and realized just what the situation was. We realized that in order to remove the old roof, we would have to do some serious digging. The roof had several layers of wood and shingles that had accumulated over the years. So we hauled pickaxes and shovels and whatever other tools we thought that would help us to take the roof off. By the end of the day, the clouds were really rolling in. Rain threatened to take over our labors. And we realized we had forgotten one important, very extremely important tool. We had forgotten to bring the tarps, which would help us fend off the rain and any other critters that might threaten this family's comfort during the night. It was a long way back to camp. We tried our best to convince this family to come back to Henderson Settlement with us and to spend the night. The thought of this precious family's belongings and this precious family getting soaked because of our negligence really disheartened us. But no matter what we said, they wouldn't budge. They were determined to remain in their home overnight, no matter what. So we left. On the way back, we figured out a plan to help them. Our group decided to hold an overnight, all-night-long prayer vigil. Our prayer was simply to ask God to keep the rain away, to protect this precious family from the rain that threatened all around them. So all night long, we took turns waking each other up and praying for this sweet family throughout the night. But oh, how the rains came, followed by thunder and lightning, but still we had promised this family and God and each other that we would see the night through with prayer, no matter what. The next morning, we loaded up the supplies, this time including the tarps, and we navigated our way back to the little house and to the family that we were supposed to help. Telltale signs of rain were everywhere. Big mud puddles lined the side of the road. Dewy branches and splashy ferns slapped our arms and faces as we rode on the back of the trucks. Trees dripped on our heads as we made our way back to the family's home. Everything seemed in such slow motion as we dipped and turned and curved and swerved back to the house. Once we plunged into our final curve, the little home popped into plain view. And yet, there was not a single mud puddle in their yard. Even though surrounded by drippy tree branches, the house looked comfortably cozy and dry. How quickly our expectations of God, whom we had prayed for the whole night before, had vanished. Our hearts just kind of sunk as we rounded the curvy road, and we realized that probably this little family and this little home had gotten soaked. And yet, we were met with a holy delight as it slowly sunk into our hearts and into our heads exactly what God had done for this family. As the family hurried out to meet us, we slowly but surely realized that their home, their furnishings, and even their pajamas, yes, their pajamas, we were there early, and they came out with their arms raised, giving thanks to God for protecting their home and their family. We realized that they were 100% totally dry. We were the ones that were wet. Eventually, we were all soaked by our own tears of joy. Psalm 70 is a shout out to God, who is our deliverer, and boy, did God deliver to that family on that day. With holy delight, God protected this sweet family and blessed our efforts. God met our expectations with exceedingly more abundance than we could ever have imagined, even as we prayed. Lord, we are poor and needy. Hurry to us, God. You are our helper and our deliverer. Thank you for not delaying to meet our needs every day. In Jesus' name, amen.